Jays back in town, Oakland in town. Here's the former GM of the Blue Jays and our TSN Jays analyst, Gord Ash. How you doing, Gord?
Very well. How about you guys?
Well, we're tracking Vladdy Guerrero Jr. on Instagram. I mean, this is the big story in Toronto. What's he up to? Where's he going? As a GM, how would you handle the buzz around this kid? I mean, would you feel obligated to tell the fans about your plan, to talk about Vladdy Guerrero Jr., or just pretend like, you know, he's in the minors and he's not on our radar and leave us alone?
I think they've chosen the latter, but, you know, it's a situation where he can't be ignored. This is, record-setting pace that he's on, and I think the situation is unique in that I'm not sure they are kind of in a clear zone on what to do. The club's been competitive. They're certainly still in the early stages of a wild card race. What do you do with Josh Donaldson? Because I don't think you can really talk about bringing your best prospect up and inserting him in the DH role. And it's tough to have your pending free agent star player accept the DH role. So I think they're in the buying time mode. And the first thing for me would be you've got to think about moving him to AAA and let him do the same thing there for a month and a half, and then you can be in a better position to know what you're going to do for the remainder of this year.
Would you tell the player, I mean, knock it off with the Instagram stuff, like entice, like trying to get people to buy in, like just stop causing issues? I mean, there's been enough stuff with Stroman and what he tweets and what he says. Would you tell the player, like, just relax, you're going to be here soon enough?
Yeah, I think you need to do that. You need to have a conversation with him. And, you know, he understands how this works. He went through this with his father. He understands the business part of the game. So I think it just warrants a conversation, and probably just as importantly with his agent as well. And, it reminds me, and it's a long time ago, but when the Blue Jays picked up Tom Hankey back in the early 90s, I guess it was, maybe late 80s, he had a record-setting first half in Syracuse, and it was every day, when's he coming up, when's he coming up? And, you know, finally, the situation cleared enough that he was able to come up and did a great job. So I think it's just a matter of communication and ensuring that Vladdy knows that his time is due. But I will say this, I do think from a player development standpoint, they talk a lot about being good teammates and trying to come up together. But you can't hold a talent like this back, and he deserves to at least go to AAA, and that's going to buy them some more time.
With former Blue Jays GM Gord Ash, how does Josh Donaldson tie into this? Because, you know, we talk about this all the time. You guys are former athletes, and you always say no one really cared about what was going on in the minors. You didn't pay attention to the draft unless someone was picked that plays your position. And now you got a situation here where Donaldson is in a contract year. By all accounts, he'd like to stay here. No one knows if the Jays want to keep him, if they're going to keep him, if they're going to trade him. We're not quite certain where this conversation is going to go. But he's aware that they've got this phenom on their hands who plays his position. So how would you handle that conversation with Donaldson, or, you know, the elephant in the room, so to speak?
Yeah, it's complicated because I'm not sure that even though Josh may want to stay, that the club can afford to keep him at the kind of salary he's looking for. Now, obviously, last year's free agent market is going to put a bit of doubt in his mind as to what he's actually worth, but I really have to believe he'll be traded. I don't see how he's going to get signed. I don't think you can take it into the off season and hope that you can sign him when you can obviously get something for him of value at this point. So that's card one. And Josh, you know, you may not follow the minor league, but you can't help but know that this guy's on the verge. Now, are those, and I don't know this for certain because I've not seen him play enough, but there are those that say he's not a third baseman, that he's really a first baseman or a left fielder. So those are also possibilities. But if they were going to make that position change, you think they would have done that at this point. And they've left him at third base, so obviously someone thinks that he can play the position. And I really think this will probably all come very clear sometime in July.
Gord, we talk about a certain gentleman that plays in the majors who's 44 years old, and he's a great pitcher. He may not be in the best shape, but his name is Bartolo Colon. Would you ever sign that gentleman at any stage of his career?
I wish I would have when he was a lot younger, but I tell you, he's amazing. He's amazing because he obviously has a lot of fun playing the game, but he has, you know, he's not your prototypical pitcher in that he's not relying on velocity. He has pinpoint command of his pitches, and he can put it exactly where he wants with just enough on it, enough movement on the ball to fool hitters. So, you know, he's bounced around here the last several years to a number of clubs, but at each club he goes to, he seems to make a strong contribution. So I don't think he can write this guy off. And, you know, clearly he's got an interesting medical background, shall we say, in terms of his stem cell replacements and so on. But, you know, he's certainly still competitive and certainly still of value to his club.
Yeah, I think he's probably the front runner for the Gold Glove now after last night's display. He takes a comebacker right off the boiler and makes it look simple. I mean, he picked that up. He didn't even flinch, and he just kept pitching.
Yeah, awesome.
Takes one right off his stomach and doesn't even flinch. So
he was a goalie in his early years.
Yeah,
he must have been.
That's what it feels like. You're right. Thank you for doing this, Gord. Always appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
There's Gord Ash. That lights up our Twitter account more than anything else. Whenever Bartolo Colon does something.
But that play.
That was a comebacker and a half. It was like 104 miles an hour.
If you were chiseled, your broken rib.
Yeah.
He took it off the boiler and then just shook it off. Like, threw it in and then smiled. Like, looked back at his
all
teammates.
Good.
All good.
Yeah. Like the Homer Simpson move.
He's amazing.
He really is. He's a specimen.
Yeah.
Like, we goof around, but the guy's 44.
44 years old.
Put on 100 pounds over the course of his career. He's still playing. He's still pitching. He's still running.